It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for this week, D?
All right, so I'm going with the Giants, D, against the Commanders. That front line gets after people. I think they're going to get to Jaden a couple of times. They're going to sack him, so I'm liking the Giants' defense this weekend. Number two, I'm going with Ramondre Stevenson, the Patriots running back against the Tennessee Titans D. I think he might get two touchdowns this weekend. And number three, I am going with Jared Goff against the Packers. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I think Goff is going to throw a couple of tutties. Who do you got, Z?
I hope so. I mean, Jared Goff was my MVP pick, and he has not exactly played like it. So, please, whenever you're ready, Jared. Like, steady Eddie, I appreciate, but take that next step. Please. I'm going to start with Kyle Pitts, actually. Believe it or not, I think the Falcons actually unlocked something with him. I think they finally figured some shit out with Kyle Pitts, and he might have figured it out too. So the Cowboys are nothing to write home about. Trayvon Diggs is fighting with reporters, telling what do you say about something about he dropped the D's nuts joke. He dropped the D's nuts comment on a friggin' reporter. That's a little belated alleged superstar, dude. Be a professional. Classy. Be a pro. Kyle Pitts, I think he's going to make it happen. Number two. Give me Chuba Hubbard against the Saints. I got a feeling.
He's having a sneaky good
season. He is. He's kind of maturing into what it is, you know? Like, he's kind of making Miles Sanders expendable, so I wonder if Miles Sanders is going to go on the deadline. But, yeah. Like, he's starting to figure it out. The Panthers are starting to kind of turn in the right direction, believe it or not. The record does not belie it, but like I'm starting to see some things, and it's starting to look like they are competent, that they know what they're doing, just a touch. And playing the Saints will certainly help them with that. But I like Chuba Hubbard on Sunday. And number three, give me the Eagles defense against the Jags. It's going to be closer than we think it's going to be, but the Eagles are going to have their way with Trevor Lawrence. And I think that it's going to be one of those games where they beat the Jaguars into submission eventually. But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
My red lights. First up, I've got T. Higgins, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's dealing with a quad injury. He's listed as doubtful, but he might play. I would just stay away from him. Zach Moss, running back on the Cincinnati Bengals. He's dealing with a foot injury. He's also doubtful. If he plays, I'd stay away from him. It looks like Chase Brown has supplanted him as a starter there. And number three, I know it's going to be a close game, but I would sit the Denver defense. I know that Lamar hasn't really practiced all week. But I think he's going to get up for this game. They're playing against the Ravens. I stay away from the Denver D, even though they're the number one fantasy defense. What do you got, Z?
You can't argue with any of that. I'm going to stick with the Ravens game. I'm going to say you sit Mark Andrews.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you kind of have to kind of roll away from Andrews, especially now that you got Deontay Johnson there. You know, you now have Likely, who's become an integral part of the offense. Unless you're starting Andrews in a flex capacity, if he's the flex capacitator, okay. But I don't think he can be your tight end one. I don't know if he can be your tight ends in general or not. They're kind of this year. So I think you kind of pause on Mark Andrews until further notice. Number two, I think you got to stay away from Malik Nabers. I think as dynamic as he is, stop me when you've heard this before, as dynamic as the Giants wide receiver is, he's still got Daniel Jones throwing him the ball. And the commies, they lost Jonathan Allen for the season, I believe, but they still have enough up front that they can make Daniel Jones's day miserable. So, Malik Nabers, you can have a seat right there on the bench. And number three, I hate to say this because he's having a fantastic year, Baker Mayfield against the Chiefs. He's having a monster year. You don't have your number one or number two wideouts, and you're facing a Chiefs team that is really fucking good. They are really stout on all three sides of the ball, all three phases of the game. And they just acquired Uche from the Patriots. So they're even deeper on defense. So it might be a long day for Mr. Mayfield. And despite the season he's having, the Bucs are only 4-4. So that tells you a little bit about that division. It's going to become a little bit of a black and blue. And we'll see if they can catch up to the Falcons. But yeah, I think it's going to be a rough one down for Tampa Baker. Those are our picks, though. Those are our green lights. Those are our red lights. What are yours? Hit us up, right? FadeRoutMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutPodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRoutDNZ and let us know who you're taking this week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.